It says they buried him. Elisha died, they buried him. Because that's what you do, isn't it, to good men? That's what you do when people die. That's what the Bible teaches anyway. They buried him. It doesn't say they cremated him. That's how a good man's body is dealt with. Do you remember whenever Stephen died? What happened? The devout men, they carried him to his burial. There wasn't much ceremony involved in that. It wasn't a big, long funeral service. They wrapped him up and they just carried him to his burial. That was the way the ancient Christians were burial. It was as simple as that. Without ritual and without ceremony, just buried him with great sadness and great lamentation over him. And the man of God was buried. You know, the godly would never allow themselves to be cremated. It's forbidden them. It has always been unthinkable among the saints that they should ever be cremated. He is buried. Why is he buried? Because he's a body sown. A body sown like a seed is sown. He's a body sown in the ground. He's buried. He's buried because there is a harvest morning coming. He's buried because in the dawning of the day and in the new season, there is the resurrection from among the dead and from the ground. He's buried in faith. He's buried for the harvest of the resurrection. Men who are cremated because they think that's the end. They think there's no use now for the body, and that's the end of the body, and the body's all over now, and they are cremated. And if they don't think that, they hope that. They hope that the body will never rise again. They hope that the body, that will be the end of the matter. And so they are cremated because they don't need the body. The body's finished. The body's over. The body's done. That's it. Full stop. Just burn it up and burn it away. That's not the Christian faith. It's not the end for the body whenever the death seizes it. No. It's laid in the earth. It's sown like a seed because it'll rise again. That's the faith of the gospel. And that's the faith that our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us, who is himself the resurrection and the life. No, it shall rise again. Therefore, it is buried. He who bears the name of salvation died for us and is buried as well. The mighty miracle worker died and was buried. But there was a greater miracle worker in the Lord Jesus Christ. He also died and was buried. That's part of our faith, isn't it? Don't we confess that?